It's the one-of-a-kind weekly radio show that your listeners will love. It's Sunday Morning Gospel with Cliff Baugus. Just ask Bill Black, Operations Manager, WKSJ-FM, Mobile.
It is the perfect complement to Sunday morning on our station, and I think it would be for many other stations.
Walter Brown from WKNN-FM, Biloxi.
I think it's a fantastic show. It's a major market-sounding show, and the passion for it shows because of his personal passion for this music.
Kevin Davis, Operations Manager, WEBL-FM, Memphis.
It's very unique that it fills a void of a lot of music that people love and they can't get a hold of anywhere else.
Each week, broadcast veteran Cliff Baugus spotlights the best in country and Southern gospel music.
Cliff is very well versed in the world of gospel music, especially Southern gospel music, and so he not only plays the music, but he tells the story of the artists and songwriters.
Perfectly programmed for Sunday mornings.
It simply works well as people are getting up, getting dressed, and going to church.
It's very fitting for an adult audience, country audience in particular.
I think it's a full-blown, big-time national show, but it still has that small-town personal touch to it.
Sunday Morning Gospel, exclusively from Syndication Networks, is available in 4 standalone hours each week. You can air 1 hour, 4 hours, or anything in between.
It's just so easy to receive it and to get on the air. It's very turnkey.
And your sales department will love Sunday Morning Gospel.
It's something you can monetize because clients want to be involved with the show.
We've had lots of success with everything from furniture stores to grocery stores. Probably at least 6 endorsement sponsors. So it's a product that our sales staff constantly reaches out to sell, and we keep a good inventory inside of the program.
Sunday Morning Gospel.
The best feedback we get is what we get in the form of ratings, and they're consistently good, 25, 54, and 35 plus, but the show is a consistent winner.
It's a quality show. Cliff does a great job. He adds some very compelling content to the mix, and you walk away feeling good.
Now, check out Sunday Morning Gospel for yourself. Then, send back the agreement to lock in your market.
Well, hello and welcome to another hour of Sunday Morning Gospel. We are your weekly source for country and Southern gospel music, old and new. I'm Cliff Baugus, and coming up this hour, a great classic from the green. I've got your request for Ricky Skaggs and another episode of Great Songs. Gonna kick this hour off with Gordon Moat.
Here we go.
I had someone contact me not long ago who is a huge Ricky Skaggs fan, wanting to know where in the world I found that song. It's off the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Will the Circle Be Unbroken, Volume 2. It was Bluegrass Album of the Year in 1986. Gonna wrap up this segment with the very latest from Three Bridges. Good news never gets old.
I heard the gospel story on my mama's knee. We were singing Jesus Loves Me.
Beautiful message.
She put out that CD in 2016 along with her family. That is Hillary Scott and the Scott family and Beautiful Messes. He was my spotlight artist just a few short weeks ago, Brian Carroll, and his latest, Good Man.
I don't know nothing about smoking dope, but I can float my old John boat down the river when I'm fishing.
In my coat of many colors, my mama made for me. Just for me.
You're listening to Sunday Morning Gospel, the best in country and Southern gospel music anywhere. Another edition of Great Songs. This poem was written in 1857 by Joseph M. Scriven of Canada for his widowed mother Jane Scriven of Ireland, who was 70 at the time. He never intended for anyone to know who wrote the poem and even published it anonymously. But a friend did see it, scribbled on scratch paper while he was tending to Joseph when he was ill. The poem was originally entitled Pray Without Ceasing. In 1875, Ira Sankey had just returned from England and was working with Philip Bliss on a new songbook called Gospel Hymns No. 1. Since Charles Converse was a good friend, Mr. Sankey took one of his tunes and put it with the poem and gave it a new name. It was the last hymn added to the book, but it became the most favorite song in the hymnal. The words of Joseph Scriven, written to comfort his sick mother, "What a friend we have in Jesus."
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Gonna leave you with a great tune from the Tribute Quartet, "Somebody Sing Me That Song." Until next week, I'm Cliff Baugus.
There are days when my soul is burdened, no matter how hard I pray. There are times when I need to know.
Call Syndication Networks toll free or send back the agreement now to lock in your market. Sunday Morning Gospel. Great ratings and revenue for your station.
Syndication Networks.